Welcome to the History of the Caribbean audiobook. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss a story. Today, we're honored to bring you Love, Women, and the Contradictions of Bob Marley's Heart. Get ready to immerse yourself in a powerful narrative that goes beyond music into legacy, resistance, and roots. Because here, our mission is simple: to keep our culture alive, one story at a time. He sang about one love. But his love was never just one. He spoke to nations, but he broke hearts behind closed doors. Bob Marley's heart was a revolution and a contradiction. When the world looked at Bob Marley, they saw a prophet, a freedom fighter, a musical mystic. But behind the anthem of unity, behind the fire of resistance, was a man whose heart was tangled in passion, purpose, and pain. Bob Marley loved many things. He loved his music. He loved his country. He loved his God. But he also loved women, fiercely, inconsistently, and without apology. He married Rita Marley in 1966. She was his backbone, his bridge to the divine, and the mother of several of his children. She stood beside him during poverty, fame, and even gunfire. Rita endured infidelity, distance, and the weight of loving a man who belonged not just to her, but to the world. And Bob, he loved her, but he couldn't be only hers. Throughout his life, Marley had multiple relationships with different women, some fleeting, some deep, all part of the complicated mosaic of his emotional world. Women like Cindy Breakspear, crowned Miss World in 1976, with whom he had his son Damien. Others like Janet Hunt, Anita Belnavis, Pat Williams, all mothers of his children, all woven into his story. He fathered at least 11 children by 7 different women. And the world asked, how can a man who preaches one love scatter his love so wide? The truth, because Bob Marley's heart wasn't built for monogamy, it was built for immensity. He loved like he sang, passionately, unfiltered, on fire. He was a lion, loyal to no cage, but protective of every pride he built. For some, that made him a hypocrite. For others, it made him human. And for many of the women who loved him, it made life both beautiful and brutal. Rita once said, "I was never Bob's only woman, but I was always his queen." And maybe that's where the contradiction finds its truth. Marley didn't see love as a possession. He saw it as energy, movement, a divine force that couldn't be boxed, labeled, or owned. He wrote songs about heartbreak, songs about longing, songs about betrayal and return, waiting in vain, turn your lights down low, no woman, no cry. These weren't just records. They were confessions. Behind the myth was a man who loved deeply, failed often, and kept singing through it all. He never claimed perfection, only passion. And in that passion, he hurt people. He healed people. He left scars and gave songs. He made children and enemies and legacies. He tore through life like a storm, and left behind gardens where pain and poetry bloomed side by side. Bob Marley's love life wasn't neat. It was raw. It was flawed. It was real. And in the end, maybe that's what makes his music so powerful. Because when he sang One Love, he wasn't preaching purity. He was praying for peace, inside himself, and for all of us who've ever loved and lost. He didn't always live what he preached, but he never stopped trying to sing us there.